Araminta Spook, The Sword in the Grotto, as told to Angie Sage, read by Sarah Sherborne. 1. Shirley. Spook House, which is where I live with my Aunt Tabitha and my Uncle Drac, has recently got pretty crowded. First of all, I found two ghosts living here, and then the wizards turned up and decided to live here too. So now that makes 8 of us, as there are 3 wizards, Wanda and her mum and dad, Brenda and Barry. Our 2 ghosts are Sir Horace and Edmund. Most people think that Sir Horace is just a boring old suit of armour, which is what I thought for ages, but he is our biggest ghost. Then there is his faithful page, Edmund, who is shy and acts like he's a bit of a wimp. Wanda really likes him. But she would, as she can be a bit of a wimp too, as you will see. Sometimes I think Sir Horace likes Wanda better than me. Not that I am jealous or anything, even though Sir Horace was my ghost first. But after the wizards came to live here, they repaired Sir Horace so that he looked almost like new. And Wanda got rid of all Sir Horace's rust with her bicoil, which she was really pleased about. After that, Sir Horace walked around a lot more than he used to. He didn't creak anymore either, which was a bit weird, as sometimes you might be just hanging around planning an ambush for Aunt Tabby or something, and suddenly there would be Sir Horace standing right behind you. But last month, Sir Horace stopped walking around and started getting sulky. He took to lurking behind some revolting old curtains on the landing, and one night he really frightened Uncle Drac.